Another D10.
4.
6.
Fucking 9.
Hey, there we go. You can move first.
Now this height damage actually going to get to it. So.
And now, you can see everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Except, you can't see the guy. He's going to sort of crouch behind the bar.
Oh, okay.
You went around the bar on his right flank, but now you can see the road warden. Yeah. And you can see him. You see him standing. And you see the prince and his guy trying to reload his crossbow. Prince is walking toward the road warden. And he's doing that slow walk. Like he means business.
Right. And he's going to let you take care of business.
Close out on him, help keep him subdued.
You have an angle on the rogue warden.
Yeah.
You also got an angle on him. You also have an angle
have any
on the other two guys.
I just don't really see me having to cast a spell when there's already two guys on me.
Right. If you stand there and do nothing, you're going to get the XP.
Right. I'm just trying to.
Even though it is kind of group XP.
I don't have the share skill equipped yet.
I'm just trying to find a spell here, actually.
What do you got for first levels?
Or cantrips, even.
Or even zero levels. What spells do you have? Because you already used open vaults.
Right.
So the only one you used.
So I use the magic missile on them, right? Or I can use...
Hey, magic missile just straight hits.
Yeah, that's an automatic hit.
I think I'll just do that.
Like, ignores total cover.
Ignores armor, ignores everything.
Yeah, just you.
Armor class does not exist with magic missile.
Guaranteed, every time.
Yeah, we'll do that.
As long as someone doesn't disrupt your casting.
Right.
In this situation, there's no one's going to be able to miss.
So let's blast his ass with a missile.
Mm-hmm. All right. Automatic hit. You're going to hit him. It's a D4 plus 1. All
right, support.
So 5. You do 5 points of damage.
Next thing,
knock him on his ass, dude.
Oh, it knocked him back. Certainly got his attention. But you got initiative on him, so if you want to try and take him out, take him out. He rolled a lower initiative than you.
So it's my turn?
Yeah.
Right.
Holding a sword at somebody, so he's kind of out of the picture.
Like I said, I want to do before, I'm just going to be like, hey, you drop this.
Okay, so you're going to try and stab with the dagger.
Yes.
D20 to strike. Plus your bonus to hit.
Okay. 17.
A dagger's D4. Roll your damage.
So I hit him?
Oh yeah, that's 17. Easy.
Okay. Alright, so... D4. 3. Felt he needed his dagger back.
You gave it to him back. Now you got a corpse.
Thank you for the assist, Prince Vaughn.
Yeah, you took him up right in.
Well,
I got a silly feeling something like this.
We were afraid he already had you upstairs or something.
I was running late tonight because it's damn storm.
Blessings. Odd little favors they do. What about the guy behind the bar? You got him, right?
I do.
He's been back there cringing. Wondering what he's going to do.
Hey, he's not armed.
He might have also done something else.
Hey, Osler. Where's the mop bucket boy? How many other people are here?
Care to answer any other questions?
There were two others, but the polls brought up.
Well,
name's Brooks.
Okay. I'd like to check him for any weapons and disarm him if it is.
He has no weapons.
Prince, you got this guy?
Oh, I want to find out who sent you.
You go ahead and take care of this guy. Me and my friends here are going to go and take a look around and make sure that...
There's still a matter of that locked door upstairs.
Yeah. There's a locked door upstairs for the landlord's place.
If you look around, you'll find it. There's a key to every room. Hanging there. Including this.
I still want to go and...
Alright.
Go into the kitchen and take a look at the kitchen.
You go look in the kitchen and...
Should we...
popped up really well.
While he does that, should we go upstairs and check out that locker room?
Yeah. Check the
in. They got a room now.
Alright.
So I'd like to go find the cellar. I'm just kind of looking. See if there's anybody down there. If there's maybe bodies down there.
Yeah, you're gonna find some bodies.
Go through all the fucking people fucking it.
That's where the staff, the road wardens.
I'm gonna go back out.
They're all piled up down
to the bar. Be like, hey.
Right. Yeah, he probably already did. You know this guy's not going anywhere.
I don't know if this is your territory.
They don't need this anymore.
Or what you want to do about this, but there's more dead bodies in the cellar.
Yeah, you count at least eight. At least eight.
Jesus.
All piled up, not easily.
Yeah, not really. Just nice. Kind of thrown in the cellar.
They're thrown downstairs.
Yep. I want to relay that to the.
Everyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go, you guys go up and check that room. You're gonna find an empty room. No dead bodies or anything in it.
Empty room.
Yeah, just an empty room, but okay. Nice accoutrements this time. Kind of a nice place. But there ain't no one here.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna wait for him to get done playing himself. And you have to detect magic.
Yeah.
You have to memorize.
Well, I don't fucking know. I don't have it.
Is it like looking for scrolls and you don't have detect magic memorized?
Hey, we're just walking to a fucking town last time, you know? And it's supposed to take a few days. I was expecting to find a little scroll, no trees on the way here.
So, Prince, because Prince is the one who's coming down on. And these four guys showed up 2 days ago, anticipating your arrival.
How did they know? Is the prince a regular?
Comes here regularly. What you're able to get out of this guy, how hard are you freaking really? You just let the prince freaking ask him? Or are you guys asking questions, too?
I'm gonna, press a couple of questions into him, like... What's with the dead bodies in the cellar? And...
You can ask those four guys about it.
They're gone. One's dead. You told them to leave? Like...
I told them to get the hell out of here. I didn't want this tarnish on my business.
I think we're a little past that. I mean,
Really know what they did until they did it.
Oh, so this is the real innkeeper.
It's too late.
But so you know who he is.
So what is the real innkeeper? He just got held like hostage kind of shit.
I did my normal job, as I normally do.
Alright.
These guys came in and started killing my staff. And then they killed the road wardens. And then I'll tell them about what we found in the cell.
There's eight bodies in the cellar.
Any good loot on them?
I didn't go down there
to loot bodies.
I know, you might have.
They were thrown down the freaking stairs.
Anything, though.
Nailed.
Okay, so essentially, anything we find on them isn't of importance to me. For the simple fact that whatever we could have got off of them, we could talk to Prince about, hey, you know, technically we saved your life.
Yeah, we found, okay. So that's where they're all...
went, right, yeah. That's where everybody was at.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's where their bodies were stashed. I guess the best way I can put it, there's 8 bodies in the basement.
Right.
Body number 9 is out front. Body number 10, you guys killed at the bar. And
all we want to do is talk.
Apparently, is out of danger.
We just want to talk. We didn't want the.
He's also pretty blasted, and was just whoring in the city down the road.
Apparently, out of danger.
Allegedly.
Out of danger.
I just wanted to borrow a cup of sugar, and all this shit happened.
Right.
Oh yeah. Did we find anything when we went upstairs?
No. It was the room was empty. It's got nice digs and stuff. You know, a couple of nice paintings. Well digged out, but otherwise.
Nothing was upstairs.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're gonna ask
you. It doesn't look like anyone was killed in this room. It looked like anything.
We just got 4 new mounts, bro.
You got horses? You don't want to ride one? I want to ride one.
I mean, like, what's the officer going to say? Like, no, you can't have the roadworks horses?
Would it save his ass? He's not yet.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
can you? Hey. So we're going to ask him, so those horses. Yeah,
they're horses.
What are you going to do with those horses?
Well, you want to chance it?
What do you mean, chance it?
If you take
what horses, were you going to do with them?
Keep them, sell them, whatever.
So you've already pocketed the money that these guys have given you to go along with this scheme, which is kind of fucked up.
The plan was to kidnap him.
Oh. Not kill him. Kidnap him and ransom him.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was the game plan. That they told me.
And now that that's not an
option. Now that's out of the picture, because, I don't want anything to do with it. I was just supposed to be doing my job.
Right.
Running my business and just... Anything? Letting them do what they were going to do. I didn't know they were going to fucking slaughter everybody.
Now that we're at this point, is there anything you want to do to recompense? Maybe.
What I'm saying about the risk with road wardens' horses, if you return the road wardens on their horses, so they can be properly buried.
Oh, okay.
You can probably get horses.
Oh.
Because I will attest that you're not the one that killed them.
Okay. Right. That's
yeah, that's like, I will that's attest a good that thing. You're not the one. You guys aren't the ones that killed them. They were already dead. You got them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just ride off the horses and hope no one recognizes them.
Well, we were on our way to Brindle.
That's where they're from.
Right.
They go up and down the road between Brundle and the other city to the west where the freaking Prince goes to. And
so Prince is in the room for this whole conversation, right?
Oh yeah, he's listening to the whole thing. Prince will tell you, if you guys return the bodies to Brundle, they'll vouch for you. So you guys are But you're returning the bodies so they can have a proper
burial. Yeah. You good with that?
I'm good. And I'll make sure you guys keep the horses.
We got like a wagon.
Well, I have
something.
Mine.
Yeah, so it was 8
Is he got some kind of wagon that he can haul his bodies in, or how is this going?
Throw him in a saddle, strap him to it.
Just throw him on the horse and
throw him on the back of the horse and just take him.
And then just
wrap him in a sack or a bag or something.
Betting
or
throw him on the back. All right,
carriage.
And then
tie
the horses to the prince's carriage.
This is not
yeah. He'll be like, yeah, you'll figure something.
And then we just arrive with the prince.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, as prince, we'll just go with you, and we'll help you with all this, and we'll just go back to town with you. You want to do that? Sound right?
Sounds okay with me.
Then we have.
So I can get a good night's sleep, and I got five guys freaking guarding me.
That's what I was thinking. Was
a bit of better escort.
I normally only have two guys. Now I got three others, and now,
I mean, seeing
not
as
really
how,
sure I really trust you guys that much. But
we have an empty.
So far, you fought. You were going to fight alongside with me. I didn't have to.
Yeah.
I didn't have to actually get in the fight, but found out.
I got paid.
They were going to try and kidnap me.
Yeah.
My question is, where were they going to take me?
Yeah, Osler, what's that?
That part he doesn't ever told me where they're planning on taking me.
Right.
But I knew they were going to use a boat. That's why the other two.
Oh, okay.
That's why the other two bolted.
So they went to the boat.
We're not familiar with this area, so we don't know where the fuck that'd be.
There's a river, apparently. According to
there's a stream.
Yeah, a stream.
Yeah,
a stream to the south. Or that was the plan, because I knew they could use the road. They were going to use the stream and go to Borden.
They're probably long gone, but I don't know. You think?
Well, they've had a good half hour.
Yeah.
And start on you.
Yeah.
Are they going
upstream or downstream?
They'd be going downstream.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we can't catch them. I mean, unless we rode the horses.
It'll be a deal for now. Yeah, so,
do you ask for descriptions?
Of course.
What do you guys look like?
Yeah.
Any markings? Anything like?
Do you know
him now?
Maybe. Well, you already saw Motley. So you know what he looks like.
Motley.
Yeah, the guy with the Motley. You already saw him. So you know what he looks like. Trevino was the boatman. Oscar's like. Their horses are yours. Yours,
I'm right. Like, just don't burn my place down. Don't kill me.
Don't burn my place down.
Don't kill me.
Well, you're already thinking about doing that.
You got anything? Oh, there's a fire upstairs in the fireplace. Okay. Just letting you know.
No.
Two, is there anything to eat in this place that's above board? Like,
not a human steak.
Right.
I don't know what y'all into outside these fucking things, you know.
I can whip you up stuff.
Okay. For everything.
Yeah.
No.
Because the prince and his guys want to eat, too.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Finally, I need some beer for them.
And just so we're clear on this, I'm not paying.
Live.
Sounds like a fair deal. We'll be gone in the morning.
Value of one life to.
Yes. Steak and potatoes. So I've got Motley down as part of the Road Warden gang. What'd you say the other?
His name is Trevino. He was the guy with the boat. Carried a big knife on his stomach. I think those are the two guys that he was.
Motley
Trevino.
Okay.
Yeah. Road warden guy. He killed one of the road wardens. The rest of them fell to the other two. And until I was informed, I didn't know that. I didn't know that Nathan would kill him.
Any other members of the Rune Warden Gang?
Who did we kill? It was the three of them.
Who did we kill?
We killed the Elahante. Saw that, or? Calm down. He was the one in charge.
Yeah. I've got Mop, and then I've got a knife with blood on it, and the boatman with big knife, and then Delahante, dead. Just dead. I'm just putting together, you know, like a bounty list.
I know.
Sure, yeah.
People, what's wrong with that? You got to look at Molly's. So you know what he looks like.
What's he look like?
Oh, remember, he actually didn't look at him. Right?
Hair color.
6'1"-ish.
Hair color?
Black hair. Gruff look. Looks like
me. He's not all Tony Stark.
Gruffy?
Kind of a gruffy look to
him. He's not Tony Stark, whatever.
Yeah. Neither am I.
Yeah, you are. Don't deny it.
Spinning Tony image.
Alright, don't deny it, Tony. Come on.
So, do any of the road wardens have any manacles? Actually, you would think that they would, you know.
If you go look through their
I do.
Saddlebags, yes, you will find manacles in every one of them.
Those are out in the stables, right?
That's out in the stables. Those are hanging up out there. They're not on the horses right now because the saddles and the saddlebags are not on.
I would like to start saddling the horse. No, we're going to spend the night. Put a saddle on the horse and leave it in the goddamn barn. It's animal cruelty. I'm going to gather the saddlebag and head back inside.
The other thing all the road wardens had are a quiver of arrows and short ones. And they're all hanging in the stable as well. They're off the horses. They have a hand weapon of some type, either a horseman's mace or a long sword or a short sword, something like that. As a hand weapon. And,
we got a quiver finally.
Dead man's quiver.
All the quivers have arrows in them, of various numbers. How they're always. No, they're not totally fine.
14.
I can actually
really
get some arrows now, finally.
What?
I have the arrows. Remember, I just had my bow.
You didn't get
it. Now you got it.
You didn't get any ammo?
Well, I couldn't.
Ammo? So I didn't get any ammo!
I thought I'd just shoot his magic arrows. And
right, I'll take quiver, you take quiver, and he's got a quiver.
What the hell did I get a quiver for?
You already have one.
Why?
I have another one.
You can sell it. I don't know. Why did you get one? You started the game with this.
No, I did get a quiver. So I carry ammo for you guys. That's all.
Yeah, fantastic.
I was thinking.
You should stand in front of us then. That way we can just pull it from your bag.
Oh, yeah, put the squishy gun in the front. Okay, that sounds fucking...
Hey, you stand right here.
There's a total of 27 arrows between the five of us. Okay.
And they're all flying.
No, I decided not to get the quiver. I didn't have one.
You grab
some. No, asked what?
You need some, right?
Yes.
Okay. You take 20, I'll take the rest.
No, see, I never did. I never got the quiver. I thought about it. Because that's why I asked the question. So I never actually purchased it. For some dumbass reason, I thought it was a quiver. And
he's
the pin thing is called a quiver.
I mean, he's the guy that shows up with a 30 caliber freaking belt of ammunition.
No gun.
In the wrong position. So,
like, how many arrows did you say?
27 total.
Got it. 7 arrows.
So technically, I could wear a quiver, and I can have an extra ammo for you guys. It's not a bad idea. Mage, you guys carry the ammo? Okay, whatever. That'd be something, right?
Squishy guy's pack mule. Totally just signed up for it.
Except for right way, like fucking
squishy guy. Yeah, he walks around with that quiver. Why? It's ammo for you guys.
The only bad part is that I fucking weigh like 108 pounds, so I'm not really caring about shit at all.
Arrows don't weigh much.
Same. But also a backpack, so I have a shit I need to carry.
Me a backpack.
Decided to get one. I know.
Carry all the scrolls
with you. Yeah, they're all scrolls. All scrolls
will spy.
Yeah, right.
If they fit in a book, though.
Well, the ones that I'm going to trade in and whatever and whatnot. And it all works.
Yes, it does.
Oslo's going to tell you.
Is there anything weird
that
would pique our interest?
There was a bottle here that apparently they took with them when they ran off. Something called Kurtz.
Kurtz. K-E-R-T-S.
Yeah. You can spell it on that first. And it's supposedly was they're gonna put it on food when Prince got here.
Okay.
And it was gonna knock him out. It wasn't gonna kill him. It was just gonna knock everybody out.
Okay.
And That was Motley's job. Was to make sure that their food was doused with the stuff.
So it's gonna be a nice peaceful kid.
So we'd like
right.
freshly prepared food.
Oh well, yeah, what? Once the food's prepared? Pour the stuff on top of it?
And they'll send some out whenever.
Let them eat it?
No, I'm saying like
probably drink it over, maybe, who knows?
Being overly cautious. They might have squirted on the food and then left.
He's making fresh food out of us.
Right? Oh, he's making fresh food for
you. Yeah.
But he's going to say that they did have this bottle of Kurtz back there. That's how they planned to kind of poison them and make them really sleepy. And then they got
have this way with it.
Without saying,
and time
out,
yeah,
you know.
And they'd have had it.
It's another way of saying
rupees. That was the game plan. They told me what the plan was.
It I was just who's big spoon. You know, whatever.
Well,
otherwise they're going to burn my place down.
Do we want to take shifts on watch to?
Dude, I don't think they're dumb enough to come back.
You never know.
They might be, maybe more, yes. So, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, what happens if they go and get 10 of their friends?
Yeah.
Okay. I should take first watch.
And then I can practice
more. Hey, choose. You want to put watch shifts on?
I can practice more of my spells then.
I've done a lot of acrobatics. I'm gonna take the first sleep.
Yeah, there you go. Flight up Rupert's cheek. You pull it off,
and this way you can sit back and
chat with friends or something.
Or he can sit back and memorize spells.
I know she's too cool, Mike. I could have started knitting sweaters. I mean, it's the doc's idea when I was a rope character. He's like, oh, you take home back? That's why I started knitting fucking sweaters? What the fuck are you? It's a good side joke.
Home epigenomics.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
That is
you want to major in it.
No, I'm not.
That is art.
I'm fucking hilarious, though.
That is art. Home ec, you learn how to cook food, prepare meals.
I think a magic user, not somebody's bed.
Basic living.
Yeah.
That would be art or crafting.
Oh, yeah.
Weaving, making quilts.
Ooh, I got these special mittens.
Sure. Make those. Yeah, work. It's been forever making that pair of mittens.
I mean, like it would have been kind of cool if we could have, like, you know, made some like custom
Men's?
Class, like, kind of like an artificer with the ability to imbue items with magic.
The game is still young, maybe or, still
you know what I mean?
You can still learn. That's an idea. When you level up, maybe it's an idea. Maybe it's you talk about it like yourself or someone else wants to do.
I am.
You never know.
I do like that concept of like that artificer being able to like
an option. Would be, right?
Gloves of unlocking or something, you know.
Oh, something like that. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Something. Something
yeah, like for flavor and stuff.
If I learn some kind of magic,
like he's just a straight utility character.
And maybe with my magic, I can learn some kind of chip and spells and chip. I can do that. Make him fucking yeah.
You can be interested. As a wizard, you gotta, generally can.
You gotta find high quality equipment to do that. Mm-hmm. Masterwork, something really high quality.
Yeah,
not just your simple freaking bassinet helmet, you know.
Well, yeah.
Something. Something more particular.
Something to look forward to.
Take our long rest.
So we're taking the rest, and this is the first watch. First watch against the Norris.
He's grabbing the first watch.
He's taking first watch.
Okay.
And one of the prince's guys is going to be around too. Their job, their bodyguard of the prince. So.
Right. Makes sense.
He's got an all-night watch. Well, I guess you did say there were others.
There were two. And they'll switch off as the night goes on. And it's getting late enough at night. And so, yeah, okay. Kind of a coin flip between two of them.
Right.
Who's watching first?
Right.
Yeah, so does it continue to rain the whole night, I'm guessing.
It lightens up.
Okay.
By morning.
Alright.
But it's still moist and wet outside.
Moist.
Yeah. That's a great word. Moist. The ground is still pretty damp. It's not quite mud, but
it's a little soft.
Yeah.
Soft.
You want to walk out there bare feet? You can't take 5 steps and you're gonna have mud all over. It's like looking for some galoshes or something. There wasn't like a flood outside, but it's you're like, oh man, he can smell the worms. He's like, oh god.
Just a little soggy.
Yeah, it rained. It rained cats and dogs last night on you guys.
So I'm gonna guess. Okay, so we're doing night watch. Nothing really.
Nothing happened during the night. No one showed up. Nothing at all.
You got drunk.
Yeah.
You got drunk.
I'm gonna head out to the stables, you guys, and get the horses saddled up. If you guys would like to. Trying to get some of the bodies.
We get the rope.
Out.
He's dragging both brother.
I'm going to the front door this time. Don't worry. Like,
yeah. You'll have to worry it out the window.
No.
No, we get the rope for the bodies.
Yeah.
We tie the rope to him and we just drag him that way.
Drag him all the way to town?
No. Up
I was going to say.
Up the stairs.
We're going to have to stop a few times to pick up the pieces.
No. I'm talking about out of the cellar. Tie the rope out of him and drag him up the stairs. Get him out of the cellar.
Right.
If you take him out the cellar, there is a door on the side of the kitchen.
You drag him all kind of down.
Yeah.
And then you go right out. You don't have to go out the front door.
Okay, so I will.
Actually, there's two doors from the kitchen that lead outside. One leads right out to the side, heading toward the coach house.
So we just start piling outside.
The manacles from the saddlebags.
Yeah, you got yourself 5 horses, 5 saddles, 5 saddlebags, and oh, 5 short bows. I already told you how many arrows you have for the quivers. I'll roll randomly for what they had for some hand weapons. Each had a dagger. So you had 5 daggers.
I'm taking that dagger back from the dead guy.
What? Put her on a wall somewhere?
This is an extra weapon, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Dagger.
And hand weapon. I can roll random. They're everything from a short sword to a horseman's hammer to a horseman's flail.
Here's a quick option, real quick, here. Since we have these bows and quivers, right? I can disguise myself to be the ranger. People don't know I'm magic.
You have no idea. You're an elf in the fit.
Exactly. So I can disguise myself as a ranger. I mean, I know I can know how to cast spells on shit. Element of surprise. Oh, there's a bunch of rangers, whatever. Fuck off. Could be interesting, right?
I like it.
Well, we just acquired the gear for it. Why the fuck not?
Okay, 2 are horsemen's maces. 2 are horsemen's flails. 1 was a longsword.
So you get the group inventory going on there? You getting
I just got the short bow, the dagger, quiver, and the manacles, and then I'll do group loot over here.
Unless you want to rust it, though.
Yes. Oh, that's
nice. Hey, if you want to do, you got a group ring.
Nigel's just kind of sitting over here doing nothing.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
So the people in the cellar are still clothed, right?
Yeah, they didn't get stripped naked or anything. The guy who had his freaking tunic taken off him.
Why
and
did he?
And his male shirt taken off.
So he could pose.
Yeah,
like,
so yes. He could pose as a robot.
Right.
And we're also going to take the body of Don Quixote.
Yeah, Del Hante.
Yes, Del Hante.
He might have a bounty on him. We might be able to claim.
Well, that's actually pretty small, actually.
That's something that you would think about. I mean, like, I'm not a bounty hunter, but, like, I'm okay with getting paid.
Because technically, he's
the main guy.
He's worth money.
He might have a rap on him. And
Maybe we ransom his dead ass.
You're nothing, right? Yeah.
What spells you memorize?
Oh, for the next day, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make them more interesting this time. Ignore that. Run some cool shit. So I got all we're done. Did you want me to tell you, or?
Yes, that wouldn't be nice, because the DM should know.
All right.
Instead of you just pulling a spell out of your ass, right. And you did not remember.
Then the whole party knows as well. Well, then the whole party knows as well. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so I have a magic missile. Mending, just in case, like, just carries for some fucked up and I can fix it. Burning hands, a light, such a distraction spell. Open, close, and you take that.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
I'd like you to roll me.
Yes.
A 4d6 curiosity check.
Right.
Under your intelligence.
14. I got that better.
Hey.
That room upstairs.
Which one?
The, officer's room.
Lord Commander's room.
Right.
Got into it, you didn't find it.
Right.
Do you feel like you want want to take another look.
Yeah. Got my spy sense going on now. That's good. Yeah, so there you go. I'll tell you, we got a little this room. You guys want to go over here?
Sure.
This room that wasn't blah.
Right. We just did a quick pixie.
You're saddling the horses, so you're kind of busy.
Yeah, damn.
He's kind of patrolling around the outside.
So I was going by myself.
Yeah.
Keeping
watch. Okay. I'm going to get bitch slapped by someone that comes in the closet.
There's no closet. We're good.
You monkey, huh? Fuck.
This chick comes it's flying out the bitch. Door and starts beating the shit out of
you. Yeah,
starts like, ah.
I know, I should have got some damn help.
Well, anyway, you decide. You've been everywhere else in this place.
We never actually.
Maybe you just have a magic.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Detect magic, it lasts. Now you gotta check the duration. The duration lasts for a while.
But she lasts all
you can walk it's like around a, the it's entire like hour building.
Right.
Hour or 10 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, it lasts a while. Even if your first level, it still lasts quite a while.
Yeah.
Alright,
And,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, at low level, the duration is 2 rounds per level. So you only have 2 rounds at first level. Right. But at second level, guess what?
Yeah.
It's 4.
Right.
So if you want to search a room,
should you?
Yeah. If there's anything magical in this room, you'll know it. Something pops up. In the second drawer in this dresser, there's something in it.
What?
You open it?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what? You locked?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
you open it. Ta-da!
Alright, find a spell scroll.
Find a scroll case.
Oh shit.
Now there's a scroll in it, right? You gotta open it and find out.
Right.
Thank you. There you go. Oh.
Try and twist the cap off first. Yeah. Right. I'm gonna look at it, examine it, going, okay, how does this thing fucking open? Alright.
It's not rocket science.
You would think so. I mean, to be magically sealed with
some. Screws off like one of his wine bottles.
Yep. Yeah, I go get him. Hey, I want to see your corkscrew.
Yeah, I need your corkscrew.
You've had enough. Need that later.
You've had enough for now.
Wait till I give him a Swiss Army knife. Oh, only because it has a coarse groove.
Hell yeah!
I'll need this!
Yeah, so
I don't know why you fell for the whole turning you into a drunk.
That's not different.
It's a different, yeah, right?
It's a scroll. Do you use Read Scroll?
I did pick Read Magic.
You didn't pay for your magic, okay. Same.
But I have all his languages, remember? But I can read.
Yeah, but this is arcane magic language.
I have ancient.
You have to use read magic or that.
Okay, so we'll see where. Because I have ancient, remember? I have ancient language.
You didn't say it for you don't do it right now. It's just you found one.
Alright.
Step one. On the rung of the ladder.
Alright. I almost picked the spell to read the shit. Because I was looking up what. Well, Oz be probably something. So I didn't pick the spell from the game. Would be Oz, like, I'm a find one of the tree? So now it's spell, and then.
That's why I was going to let you go back to that room and take another look.
Okay. So while I'm
because there was something in there that. Unless you had to detect magic, you didn't.
Well, while I'm at
he didn't, like, go, you know, flipping through his drawers and shit.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, what? Ugh! I'm not here.
What's this? No. Well, nobody in here.
You didn't go on a panty raid.
vacuum. I'm going to walk to the other room. Just shit to do. And why not, man? I'm still swag.
By the time you get out of this room, it's only 2 rounds per level, so it's only going to last 30 seconds.
Okay, that's fine.
But you did find
something.
Uh-huh. I mean, you can poke your head in the other rooms, but you have to find them.
Yeah.
You don't know how long that spell's going to last.
Exactly.
You've never cast it before.
So right, right.
You're
yeah.
You're not really sure.
That's what something for you. The next day, where I can definitely get free medic so I can see what the fuck this is. Yeah. Fucking right. We got one scroll.
You found one.
First stop along our journey, and we've already found something you're looking for.
There's just something in that room that was like, I need to see.
It was something just made you want to look again.
You know what it is,
felt
like,
something.
Okay.
Right. Well, felt yeah. Something.
Yes.
It's like you looked on his walls and he's got some nice paintings. This guy might have some.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So,
maybe he might have something.
Yeah. He just.
I'm going to go ahead and bring those horses up front so that we can. Or to that door into the kitchen to get their bodies on.
Load them up and do that.
Yes. On to Brendan.
Alright. Oh, by the way, I said it was a walled city. I'm wrong, it was not. It's just on the map, circle. Like it says it's a walled city. It's not.
Okay. Just castle walls or something else?
No, it's just there's a castle in the city. But they're...
Castle walls are circling the city.
Yeah, not there. They're not walls.
No. So. Oh.
No, but there's...
Yeah.
Well, when you get there, you'll find out. It's a fortified castle.
Oh, yeah. There is a military presence in this town. Who knows that? So, they have. You go along with the prince. The prince is like, follow us. We're heading right there.
Right.
And it's like,
we get the bodies out of the cellar. We tie into the thing. We, I put the manacles on so that way they don't fall off and lash their back legs to the saddle.
You're just going to put 2 bodies per horse.
Right.
Like three are riding horses. There's 2 other horses that are carrying bodies. Maybe you got a body on each of the back of yours, and then hey, you're fine.
Yeah.
All right. So these horses, is there like a special color to one? One that just stands out from the ones? Or they're all just normal fucking horses?
Your basic horses.
There's no cool.
I really roll.
There's no cool color to one. Nothing special. You never know. One has blue eyes and the pure white, some weird shit.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And definitely not.
Alright. Last one to see.
4 identical horses and one.
No. One's a white stag.
White stag.
Male.
I'm cleaning that horse.
White stud.
White stud.
Okay.
I'm
taking stags and deer.
Yeah.
Alright,
say
one.
I'm riding the deer.
One is a bone white.
That's the one I want.
Arab and Arabian Greek style. The other four.
Straight draft.
Yeah.
Black horse.
Nothing really special.
Oh, it's white horse.
Black bird. Pretty much, yeah. Isn't that a white Arabian?
Basically, white Arabian. Who the hell?
What?
Who the? A rogue warden could not afford this horse.
Still
That's the worst I want.
It also means that the guys are going to waste one level of the
I know.
It might make you feel bad. On a regular ordinary salary, you could afford a horse like that. Someone gift him to a
or like a noble or something.
You might be from nobility. Which would make things even better than returning bodies.
Yeah, maybe. You know?
Instead of leaving it rot in the fucking cellar.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's like maybe someone's ability. Because you're right. A red or a rogue work is not going to have a horse.
Right.
I say, no way. They don't have that kind of girth. They must be from nobility or something.
Well, if I'm going to be like Gandalf, I need a nice horse like that. So I'm going to fit in that horse.
Okay.
Are we going to fight about
is
it?
Anyone like it? Is the fight on? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know he'll lose.
I had spells if I distract him.
cast an illusion.
I'm waiting for it.
All he's got to do is hit magic.
Oh, you did memorize it.
I
know you're always going to freaking memorize that one.
Yeah, it's
going to
be on there all the time.
He hits magic missile twice.
Yeah.
That's it for us. No, three times. He'd have to use all of his shit for the day. And one of us is down.
The other one's still alive.
Yeah.
Well, I have an extraction spell that with arrow. He didn't do nothing.
So you two guys are okay with him claiming this freaking Arabian stallion. Like, she's pretty. It's like,
yeah, horse is a horse.
The other four are just, you know.
But it seems something beautiful.
Just regular horses.
Horse is a horse.
Yeah, it's really no more special, except it really looks nice.
That's it.
Got it. It's a show car, not a go car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Your horse has nice curb appeal, bro.
Pretty much what we're looking at. But as a mage, you know, magic is your... I want something nice.
It also makes you stand out.
I understand the noise. It doesn't fucking matter. I still need more.
The other thing is, you might not be able to keep this horse.
Oh, we'll find out.
Because...
Rock, paper, scissors, that
shit. Well, the road warden that was riding it...
Right, well, it was... Well,
family might want the horse back.
Okay. So,
that one you might have to give up.
All right, we'll
but
see.
Then again... Prince Pussy and a good word. You're gonna fight
him. It's DMD, bro. Anything is possible.
Fight for this horse.
What? You could turn the horse into a chair.
A midget would freaking kick your ass. What are you talking about?
Fucking horse. So.
Give us a fucking horse so you don't die today.
Oh,
how much longer to bring
back? Family Guy. Midge runs up to him, kicks him in.
What's your armor? Zero. Oh, yeah, he's got fucked up by me.
He's got fucked up because he breathed on you.
Yeah. You threw a pebble at you and you fucking dropped. Son of a bitch.
He kicked a rocket.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, God, I'm done. Oh.
I've had enough.
You have the horse. You have the horse.
He got a bunch of stuff and went up into his nose.
All right.
So how long till we get to Brindle?
Okay, so we're gonna travel.
It'll be mid-afternoon when you get there.
Okay.
Weather was still the rain had gone away, but now the road's still kind of crummy. So their carriage is moving kind of slow, but at least you guys this time are on horseback.
Yeah, well, that's
you're not walking. You're like, walking through this shit might ever fucking suck. Even on a rope. But
Or we can make him walk, though. He needs to lose pounds.
I'm a horse rider.
We can just tie to the horse. You're walking behind us.
What do you mean? He's got a drink.
We can just tie to the horse. You're walking behind us. A little too girthy to be in this party. For a rabbit, you might fucking start orbiting your ass.
Uh-huh.
All right. You guys get to the town limits, wandering in. City guard isn't going to say anything because it's either the prince's coach.
Right.
Which you guys are right behind it. Now they'll stop the coach first to make sure it's the prince for sure. And then like, go ahead and go in. And he's going to be like, they're with me.
I'm going to guess they're.
So it's.
I'm gonna guess it would give me that glare though, because you're gonna see a full fucking elf. You know, what the fuck?
Because I'm the boy. No, actually, they know. They know.
Just saying. Happy war.
That was a different town.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a different little bird.
Okay.
This is a major city.
Alright,
guess what? Maybe. Every 1 in 10 times, you'll see an elf.
Okay, so we'll get there, and these people is like, what time of day do we get there?
Mid afternoon.
Right. Yes. Is like a festival going on?
Nothing.
Something going on.
The only thing going on, really,
the markets. And shit.
The market square. Mm-hmm. A couple caravans have popped in, and they're bartering back and forth.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
I'm crazy going on.
Kind of an all day thing. Happens pretty much every day.
Right, thank you.
And,
do we see that caravan that we saw before?
Bars are all full.
Or no, that was the other way. I said, do we see that caravan? They went to the west, so no.
They went to the east.
So they went
a different direction.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to have to wait for them and come back west.
Right, yeah.
If we'd have waited.
Yeah, if you waited, you wouldn't have ran into the stuff you did.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Experience. Really only killed one dude, but you know, a lot of good ideas. Amongst the three, that's it.
Yeah.
And, not to mention, Sage Prince.
What?
As long as he
having royalty owe us favors.
Well, he was going to leave, and then he chased his ass down.
Yeah. Hey, no. So. You're taking off of my favor, sir.
Leave us to do it,
don't you? Could be faster.
The north side of this town, there's a lot. There's fishermen. You guys come in from the east side of town.
So what's on this town again? Is there like a lake, a river, or what the fuck is that?
You're right on a river.
Okay. Do we know if the stream that ran by the Hooded Man runs into this town?
We have the map over here.
It does.
It does.
We have the map over here. Or?
It's underneath that hook.
I just want to see the fucking...
So maybe...
Orland's right. It's right on the river.
So maybe we, follow the prince back to wherever he's headed. Mm-hmm. Get that business squared away.
Wouldn't it be wrong if I start ringing the bell and going, bring out the dead? So we're having the dead with us. Just in case we can add more bodies to it.
He's going to head.
I don't know. The cart.
His coach is going to head straight toward this structure over here.
We don't have a cart. Yeah, that's what I want. You right? The cart.
I suppose you could call it kind of a castle, but it's really an army barracks.
Okay.
Okay. To check in with them to see if any of these
check are in with that.
Like a fortified bastion.
Yes.
Okay.
Right on the east side of town.